Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
All right, let's start with the news about that on-again, off-again possible strike. The union representing Broadway's actors and stage managers reached a tentative agreement with producers over the weekend, but a potential strike still looms because musicians have yet to make a deal. 26 shows could be affected, all but Mamma Mia, Beetlejuice, and Ragtime. Anyway, let's move to better news now. The first Broadway revival of Chess is already creating some heat. The production, originally scheduled to run through March 15th, 2026, will now extend performances through May 3rd. That's at the Imperial Theater. This Cold War story of love, loyalty, and strategy stars Tony Winter, Aaron Tveit, Lea Michele, and Nicholas Christopher. It features a new book by Danny Strong, who's a great, great writer. Direction by Michael Mayer and songs by ABBA, lyrics by Tim Rice. Oh, those are big names. Anyway, Chess officially opens November 16th. Meanwhile, over at the Golden Theater, Operation Mincemeat has announced its fourth Broadway extension. And do you recall last year's temporary star-studded comedy show on Broadway called All In? Maybe not, because it was an impossible ticket. Well, a new version of sorts is coming. Jon Stewart, Ray Romano, Cecily Strong, and more will be part of a rotating cast for All Out, comedy about ambition. Directed by Alex Timbers, this will play at the Niederlander Theater for 12 weeks, beginning December 12th. Now, as a reminder, All In, comedy about love, played at the Hudson Theater last year, with a lineup of performers that included John Mulaney, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jimmy Fallon, and more. And it was a smash. Anyway, that one will likely not be streamed to your homes, damn it, but it turns out that many others are. More and more ways to get your theater these days. Now, this month's choices include George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck, as the CBS journalist Edward R. Murrow, of course, and another starring Hugh Jackman called Sexual Misconduct of the Middle Ages. That's the story of an affair between a novelist turned college professor and one of his students. It's a compelling little show which played a short, sold-out run in the West Village. The story is told entirely from his perspective until a late twist makes you reconsider everything that preceded. Well, conveniently, now you can just start back from the beginning and check it out because you'll be streaming this. This one is on Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E. You know where you get your books, Audible. They'll be streaming this one. Anyway, and the Broadway, one more, the Broadway production of Punch will also be live streamed during its final week of performances. The Manhattan Theater Club's production from October 28th through November 2nd at the Samuel J. Friedman. This marks the second Broadway production for which MTC has offered live broadcast performances. It last streamed the final performance of Dja Dja's African Hair Braiding, a show which is now in Los Angeles, by the way. Anyway, streaming links costing $75 will be available for all performances. After purchasing, the buyers will receive a link by email that will allow them to watch the captured live stream of this selected performance. Just as a reminder, Punch tells the true-life account of how a man threw a single punch with fatal consequences and ended up in prison. Again, that's Manhattan Theater Club, October 28th. And one more. We know that Jaws, the film, just celebrated turning 50. Well, now we can stream The Shark is Broken, available on Broadway HD. In this play, the mechanical monster looms large in the minds of actors Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, and Roy Scheider as they struggle to complete production of that film. Alcohol flows, egos collide, tempers flare, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it doesn't sink them all, but you can watch this one on Broadway HD. Speaking of stage screen stuff for a minute, Bull Durham has been at the Paper Mill Playhouse where it seems to be getting tepid response. As one viewer reported, as often happens in screen-to-stage adaptations, You feel less like you're watching an organically flowing musical and more like you're waiting for familiar scenes to play themselves out verbatim. Anyway, I hope it improves. Bull Durham's one of my favorite movies. Off-Broadway, finally, 44 has started its previews. This is the one about that guy named Barack Obama. Yep, the show enjoyed a hugely successful run in Los Angeles, is now in previews at the Daryl Roth Theater. Did I mention it's a musical? 44 has managed to appeal to what its creator claims is a nonpartisan, open-minded audience. I know a lot of lifelong Republicans, including some in my family, who have seen the show and love it, says writer Eli Bowman. We have found that people actually leave with the feeling of joy and hope, even nostalgia for a time that felt less heavy. I'll be seeing that very soon. Off-Broadway also won more. The Honey Trap at the Irish Repertory Theater is up through November 23rd. It's earning rave reviews. That story takes place in Belfast in 1979. And that one sounds heavy, but here's one that sounds just plain fun. Vape, the Grease parody, launches a 10-week off-Broadway engagement October 30th at Theater 555. That's on West 42nd Street. This is obviously a spoof of the iconic and timeless musical called Grease. Anyway, I remain in Los Angeles, where I just went to the latest Musique, M-U-S-I-Q-U-E, performance at the Skirball Arts Center. Musique is conductor Rachel Warby's beautiful and seemingly much-needed creation. Every single show sells out. This latest is about the life and music of Etta James. Anyway, we all walked out teary-eyed, smarter, moving our hips and lips. Bravo to Musique. And one other L.A. musical note, Ben Platt will be performing at the Amundsen Theater for 2 weeks in December. This is a local boy coming home as a star. Anyway, get yourself to a theater near you or just stay home. Put on your PJs and watch a good play that you've heard about but had no way of seeing in person. And I'll see you up here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio. RobinHoodRadio.com.